Johns Hopkins Medicine has hired a former federal prosecutor to investigate the Heart Institute at All Children's Hospital in St. Petersburg. The external review was prompted by multiple reports by the Tampa Bay Times about problems at the center, which could have contributed to its mortality rate tripling between 2015 and 2017. A number of officials left the hospital following the reports, and now there may be change in state policy. Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini talked about that with Kathleen McGrory, one of the lead reporters.
One of the big problems that you uncovered in your reporting was the lack of available data about mortality rates at a lot of these heart surgery programs, either because officials refused to release it or because they only made available four-year averages, which could definitely mislead families about the current state of the program they're choosing. What is the state looking at in terms of making these programs more transparent?
Right. There were some problems at another pediatric heart surgery program in 2015 in Palm Beach County. And after those problems surfaced, the legislature put together a panel tasked with kind of looking at transparency and looking at ways that we could, as a state, you know, make these programs better and more accountable. That panel is in the middle of doing its work right now and, in fact, has come quite close to finalizing some recommendations. That panel would like all of these heart surgery programs to be reporting their one-year data rather than their four-year data, because that four-year data can sometimes hide serious problems. That wouldn't have to go through the legislature. That could go directly to the Agency for Healthcare Administration. They would need to give it a thumbs up. And then it would have to go through the rulemaking process. Now, we know that the rulemaking process sometimes is very slow. So whether or not they can kind of get, I don't know, some type of priority status remains to be seen.
When you were reporting on the four-year average, is there a reason that that is kind of the best that's being done right now? Is it challenging to release year data, or is this something that could be easily implemented?
That's a good question. There is a reason for having the four-year rolling averages. These programs are often quite small, and I think the thinking behind it was when you are dealing with small numbers, you know, they didn't want it to be that one bad year could really affect an outcome in that sense, you know, which on some levels does make sense, but it really does also hide serious problems. So I think right now the folks on this panel in Florida are kind of having this moment where they're weighing the pros and cons of each and have started to think more now that the more transparency, the better.
Have you heard from other members of the medical field of what they think of that kind of proposal?
I do think that people in the medical community are thinking about reporting a little bit differently. I mean, this is the second time there have been serious issues at a pediatric heart center in Florida in just the past couple of years. So whereas in the past, maybe people thought that the four-year rolling averages method was the best, you know, I think people are really starting to question that. And for example, there are some places that are already reporting their one-year averages. We see Nicholas Children's Hospital in Miami actually reporting their pediatric heart surgery outcomes in real time. And I think the folks there recognize that there is some level of risk involved in that. They could take a hard case. They could lose a child, and that could then reflect poorly on them. But they believe that it is important for the parents to have the most information that they can so that they can make the best decisions for their children.
So the state is considering making the heart surgery programs more accountable, but is anyone calling for change when it comes to the government's role in this? You reported that multiple times state and federal regulators were alerted to problems at All Children's and little to no action was taken each time.
Yeah, we saw Representatives Kathy Castor and Charlie Crist put some really tough questions to federal healthcare regulators, asking what they had investigated and when. We haven't heard back yet on that front, but we know it's something they'll be looking into.
Kathleen McGrory, reporter with the Tampa Bay Times, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thanks for having me.